Good morning.
早上好.
It is good to be back with you.
很高兴再次回到大家身边.
I am leaving Saturday to go to Africa for a couple weeks, so I appreciate your prayers for that trip.
所以这个星期六呢, 我会再去非洲, 所以大家如果能为我祷告, 我就很感谢.
When I travel, I like to read before I go some about where I'm going to be visiting.
在我旅行之前呢, 我喜欢去读那个我要去的地方有关那方面的资料。
And so since I'm going to Africa a couple times in the next 3 months, I've been reading some history and biographies from African writers.
所以呢, 因为未来的3个月之内, 我大概要去非洲几次吧, 一两次, 那我就在读关于非洲的历史啊, 还有人物传记。
And I picked up an autobiography by Nelson Mandela.
那我就 拿起来一本关于那个曼德拉的传记来读。
He spent 27 years in prison.
那他在坐牢坐了27年。
And he describes the experience, beatings, and forced labor.
然后他也讲到他就是被打, 然后被做苦工的这种经历。
But he said the worst part of prison was solitary confinement.
但是他说其实是 这个坐牢啊,最糟糕的这个可怕的记忆就是那个关禁闭。
In fact, after he was released from prison, he began a campaign, and in 2015, the United Nations approved what's called the Mandela Rule.
所以在他出狱之后呢,他就开始了一个活动,最后呢,就是在2015年联合国就有一个叫做曼德拉这样的一个规则。
The Mandela Rule classifies long-term solitary confinement as a form of torture.
曼德拉的这个规则就是说，如果长期的把一个人关禁闭，其实这是一种酷刑，这是一种折磨的一种形式。
Loneliness is hard.
所以呢，这个孤独是很难的。
Doctors have long known that loneliness contributes to depression and emotional illness.
所以，其实医生们早就发现，就是。 这个孤独会导致人的这个忧郁和情绪上的疾病。
But even many physical illnesses are made worse by loneliness.
那很多身体上的疾病也因为孤独会更恶化。
I read a government study that said that 160,000 Americans die prematurely every year because of isolation.
那政府的一个研究报告就表明，在美国每年有162,000人因为孤独而提前死亡。
Loneliness is hard.
所以呢,这个孤独呢,是很难的。
Since January, as I have preached to you, we've been looking at some of the questions that people ask.
自从今年的1月份开始,那我讲到就是一个主题,就是人们所问的一些问题。
And we've been looking at Paul's answers to those questions in the book of Romans.
在罗马书里看保罗对这些问题的回应。
And this morning, I want to look at a question that I think many, many people ask.
那我今天早晨想要 看一个问题，就是很多人在问的一个问题。
Am I alone?
我是孤单一人吗？
Does anyone really care about me?
有人在意我吗？
Because it seems to me that our world suffers from an epidemic of loneliness.
因为据我来看，我们整个世界其实所受的是一个孤独的这样一个疾病的侵扰。
Before the COVID pandemic,
在疫情之前呢？
More than 1 out of 3 Americans reported that they often feel lonely.
那大概最少是三分之一的美国人就说他们常常会感觉孤独。
And I haven't seen a recent set of numbers, but I'm sure it is much worse during the pandemic.
这个研究报告, 但是我确定的是在疫情之间肯定是更糟糕。
Loneliness is hard.
这个孤独是很难忍受的。
Spiritual loneliness is even worse.
那属灵上的这个孤独其实更难忍受。
When you face temptation and you feel completely alone in the battle,
当你面对试探的时候, 你就觉得自己是完全一个人在这个战场中。
When you're suffering and you're praying and God doesn't answer your prayer,
你在受苦, 你在祷告, 神好像也没有听你的祷告。
When the pressures of life are so difficult,
当生活压力这么大的时候,
and God doesn't seem to care.
好像神都根本不在意。
And you start to ask, am I alone?
然后你就开始问, 我是孤单一人吗? 我是独自的吗?
Does God really care about me?
神在意我吗?
Now, We're believers.
我们当然都是信主的。
But I think even some of us face a conflict between what we know in our head and what we experience in daily life.
然后即使是我们信主的，其实我想我们不少人也经历了我们头脑中所知道的，跟我们在日常生活中所经历的这样中间的一个冲突。
If I ask you, do you know that God is always with you? You would raise your hand, yes, we know that.
如果我问你们是不是知道神都和你们同在，大家可能都会举手。
But a lot of times in daily life in our heart, we can't really find him.
但是在我们日常的生活中，在我们的心中，我们常常找不到神。
We say, well, I'm supposed to read the Bible, so we read it.
所以我们知道说，哎，我应该读圣经，所以我们就读圣经。
And it just feels like words written by someone a long time ago that doesn't really know where I am.
然后这个好像这个圣经都是很久以前的人写的，根本不了解我现今的情况。
We say, well, I guess I'm supposed to pray more.
然后你有说，可能我应该更多的祷告。
So we pray.
然后我们就祷告。
But if we're honest, we feel like we're talking to ourselves.
然后如果我们坦诚的话，我们会觉得像自言自语。
Because it doesn't feel like there's anyone else in the room.
因为觉得房间里没有别人。
So we come to church. We say, oh, I need to be at church.
然后你说，我要到教会里。
And we sit there surrounded by people.
我们周围坐满了人。
But we feel kind of alone.
我们还是觉得独自一人。
Now, some of you have never felt that kind of struggle, and that's wonderful. I'm glad for you.
如果有人你从来没有这样的挣扎的话，那很棒，我很为你高兴。
This morning, you can take a nap.
今天早上你就可以睡，打个盹。But
for some of you,
但是对我们其中的某些人,
you know what it feels like to have that kind of loneliness.
你真的是知道也体验过那样子的孤独。
And so this morning I am asking, are you alone? Does God really care about you?
所以今天早上我问你，就是说，你孤独吗？ 神真的在意吗？
Or is Christianity just a set of rituals that we go through?
难道这个基督信仰就是一套形式，我们就这么走过场吗？
A set of beliefs that we hold to.
就是我们好像抓住的一套信。
But when it comes right down to it, we're kind of alone.
但是到了这个最底层，好像我们就是独自一人的。
This morning, I want to give you several examples from Scripture that show you that when you feel alone,
所以今天早晨我想给大家一些圣经的例子，就是当你感觉独自一人、孤单、孤独的时候，
God is with you.
神和你同在。
You may feel alone.
你可能感到自己是独自一人。
You may not feel his presence.
你可能感觉不到他的同在。
But he's with you.
但是神是跟你同在的。
You may be lonely, but you're not alone.
你可能觉得孤单, 但是你却不是独自一人。
This morning I want to assure you that God knows your address.
所以今天早晨我想向你保证神知道你的住址。
And he's there.
他就在那里。
I'm going to start in Genesis 39.
首先我从
Comes in the middle of the story of Joseph.
这个39章呢，就是在约瑟生平中的一部分。
Now I've suggested to you different times that when you're reading your Bible, you underline words and phrases that kind of stand out.
然后我有给大家建议过，当你读圣经的时候，把那个就是那个好像突出来的，抓住你注意力的那些词语呢，把它用高光笔画出来。
And in my Bible, I have a phrase underlined four times in this chapter.
在这一章里边呢，我有一个词，我把它画了四次。
Here's the background.
这个背景是这样的。
Joseph has been sold as a slave by his brothers.
约瑟被他的兄长们卖身为奴。
He's carried to Egypt and he's purchased by Potiphar, an official in Pharaoh's court.
然后呢，他到了埃及，被带到埃及去，被法老的内臣波提护卫长波提法买下了。
So when we come to chapter 39, he is a slave serving in Potiphar's house.
所以到39章开场的时候呢，他就是在波提法家中服一个奴隶。
And verse 2 has a phrase underlined.
所以在第二节呢，我就有一个词，我把它给画下来了。
The Lord was with Joseph.
耶和华与他同在。
Remember that phrase.
记住那一句话, 耶和华与他同在。
He's a slave.
他是一个奴隶。
But the Lord was with Joseph.
但是呢, 耶和华与他同在。
And he became a successful man, and he was in the house of his Egyptian master.
他就百事顺利, 他就在他主人的家里。
And we see the phrase a second time. His master saw that the Lord was with him. And the Lord caused all that he did to succeed in his hands. Joseph has such integrity, such honesty that Potiphar relies on him for everything. Down in verse 6, unfortunately, Potiphar's wife becomes infatuated with this handsome young man.
不幸的是呢, 这个波提法的妻子看中了这个英俊的年轻人。
Most commentaries tell you he had hair.
大概都会告诉你, 波提法是年轻英俊的, 头, 那个头发茂密。
She tries to seduce him, and he refuses her advances.
然后呢, 这个波提法的妻子就想引诱他, 但是约瑟就拒绝了。
Finally, one day, she grabs his robe and says, "Lie with me."
直到有一天呢, 他就抓住他的衣服就说, 你和我同情。
He runs away.
然后呢, 约瑟就跑了。
But she holds on to the robe and accuses him of trying to rape her.
然后呢, 这个女人呢, 就抓着这个衣服, 就
There's no way that Potiphar is going to accept the word of a foreign slave over the word of his accusations of his own wife.
那但是那个不可能说那个波提法作为主人，他相信一个外来的奴隶的话。
So Joseph's arrested, thrown into prison.
所以呢，约瑟呢就被抓，被下到监里。
Verse 21.
第21节。
But the Lord, the third time we hear this, but the Lord was with Joseph.
但是你看第三次,
and showed him steadfast love and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison.
但耶和华与耶瑟同在, 向他施恩, 使他在私欲的眼前蒙恩。
Whatever was done, Joseph was the one who did it.
不管说, 做了什么, 但是约瑟是那个, 总是那个能做事的人。
The keeper of the prison paid no attention to anything that was in Joseph's charge because, and here's the fourth time, the Lord was with him.
在这里又是第四次说下, 说私欲就把监里所有的囚犯都交在约瑟的手里。 他说凡在约瑟手下的事, 私欲一概不查, 因为耶和华与约瑟同在。
Four times in Genesis 39, it says the Lord was with Joseph.
所以39章有四次出现耶和华与他同在。
Now the reason that's important is this.
这个之所以重要的原因就在于,
we have a bunch of chapters in Genesis that tell the story of Joseph.
我们在, 创世纪里有好几章在讲约瑟的故事。
But this is the only time in his life that it says the Lord was with him.
但是只有在这一章里边, 就讲到说耶和华与他同在。
Early in his life, when his father loves him and cares for him and he's the favorite son, it doesn't tell us the Lord was with him.
他早期的生活中，他是爸爸最宠爱的儿子，爸爸也很在意他，在那里没有提到说耶和华与他同在。
Later in his life, when he's a high official in Egypt, it doesn't say the Lord was with him.
但是在他生命的后期，他成了这个埃及的宰相。
Now, of course, we know God was with Joseph all of those times.
但是我们当然知道，在所有的时间中，神都和耶和华同在。
But I think Genesis wants us to know.
但是我想，创世纪想要我们知道。
That at the worst time in Joseph's life.
在约瑟生命中最黑暗的时期。
When he's in prison for a crime he didn't commit.
当他被诬陷被投下在监里的时候,
when he's been sold into slavery.
当他被卖为奴隶的时候,
at the worst time in his life,
在他生,
God was with him.
在他生命中最糟糕最黑暗的时期, 神和他同在。
God knew his address.
神知道他的住址。
And this morning I want to say to you that at the worst time in your life,
所以我想告诉你, 在你的生命中最黑暗最糟糕的日子里,
God knows your address.
神知道你的住址。
When your spouse, when your child is suffering and there's nothing you can do to help them, God is with you.
当你的, 不管是你的配偶, 孩子在受苦, 你什么都也做不了的时候, 神和你同在。
When you pray and there seems to be no answer,
当你祷告好像都没有回应的时候,
God is with you.
神和你同在。
When people turn against you and no one's on your side,
当人跟你作对, 你旁边, 没有人支持你的时候, 神和你同在。
God is with you.
神和你同在。
You may be lonely.
你也许感觉很孤单。
But you're not alone.
但是你却不是独自一人。
God knows your address.
神知道你的地址。
As I was working on this message,
当我来准备这篇信息的时候
I got a text from a former student.
我收到一个以前学生的短信。
Her mother has cancer and is suffering from a very, very strong kind of cancer.
她的妈妈得了一种非常糟糕的那个癌症。
Lot of pain.
很多的痛就是身体的疼痛。
And she said, "Can I come talk to you?" So we sat down for some coffee.
然后这个学生又说，我能跟你聊一聊吗？然后我们就去喝咖啡。
And she said, "I just have one question."
她说我只有一个问题要问。
Can you help me understand how my mother's suffering fits into God's plan for my life, our life?
她说你能告诉我，就是我妈妈的这个痛苦。怎么能够就是融合到就是神对我的这个人生的整个一个大的计划当中呢
？And after we talked a while, I said, "I'm sorry, you wasted a cup of coffee."
然后我们讲完了，我说对不起啊，你浪费了这个咖啡钱。
Because I don't have an answer.
因为我没有答案。
I can't tell you how suffering fits into God's plan for your mother's life.
我没有办法告诉你，就是说痛苦这种痛苦怎么样。就是融入到是神的对你的计划中的一部分，怎么样是这个中间怎么来工作的
？But I said I can't tell you this.
但是我可以告诉你这一点。
God is with your mother.
神和你的妈妈同在。
She's not alone.
她并不是孤单一人。
And God is with you as you are trying to help her.
当你想要帮助你妈妈的时候，神也和你同在。
You're not alone.
你并不是孤单一人。
I went home after our meeting feeling rather defeated.
然后这个见过之后回到家我觉得其实挺垂头丧气的。
Because I'm a teacher and teachers like to say step one, step two, step three, that's the answer, go home.
然后我是老师老师就喜欢说第一步第二步第三步好就这样你就可以回家了。
And to say I don't have an answer really felt kind of worthless.
然后作为老师你告诉学生说我没有答案让你感觉很没有价值。
But this week I got a text from my student. She said this.
然后这个星期我又接到这个学生的短信，他说
，Since we talked, I've been thinking and praying.
说我们那个见面之后，我在祷告，我也在在思想。
And I finally realized I don't really need an answer to why.
他说，其实我最后知道了，我并不需要对这个为什么这个问题呢有一个答案。
As much as I needed to know that my mother is not alone.In her pain.
更重要的是知道我妈妈在痛苦之中，她并不是独自一人。
God knows your address.
神知道你的住址。
Regardless of your situation, you are not alone.
不管你的这个处境是怎么样的，你并不是独自一人。
Another example, 1 Kings 19.
另外一个例子在列王记上十九章。
Elijah is running for his life.
这以利亚在逃命。
He's had a great victory on Mount Carmel.
他在加密山上有个很巨大的胜利。
But now the excitement is over, and the queen has sworn to kill him, and he is running for his life.
现在这个兴奋感已经过去了。这个王后耶洗别发誓要杀了他。
He goes up on Mount Sinai and finds a cave and hides in it.
然后他就跑到这个西乃山上呢，就找了一个洞躲起来。
And God says, Elijah, why are you hiding?
然后神就问他说：“以利亚呀，你为什么在躲藏呢
？”Elijah says, "I'm the only one left. I'm all alone."
以利亚说：“只有我留下来，他们还要寻索我的命。
”God says,
神说
，Verse 11, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord."
耶和华说：“你出来站在山上，在我面前。
”Elijah stands there.
以利亚就站在那。
And it says, Behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore the mountains and broke into pieces the rocks before the Lord.
那时耶和华从那里经过，在他面前有烈风大作，崩山碎石。
But the Lord was not in the wind.
耶和华却不在其中。
After the wind, an earthquake.
风后地震。
But the Lord was not in the earthquake.
耶和华却不在其中。
After the earthquake, a fire.
地震后有火。
But the Lord was not in the fire.
耶和华也不在火中。
And after the fire, the sound of a low whisper.
火后有微小的声音。
God speaks to Elijah.
神对以利亚说话。
not in a great and dramatic moment,
不是在一个很剧烈, 就是非常引人注意的这样一个时刻,
but in a quiet whisper.
而是在一个悄悄私语当中,
God says to Elijah,
神对以利亚说,
I know your address.
我知道你的住址,
you're not alone.
你并不是孤单一人,
I'm with you.
我和你同在,
but here's the problem.
但是问题在于,
to hear a whisper,
你要听到一个很细小的声音,
you have to get quiet.
你必须要安静下来,
and some of us are waiting for something dramatic. We're looking for a powerful emotion. Someone told me, I like for the pastor to really yell.
他说我有一个人告诉我, 特别喜欢听那种大声叫喊,
I said, why?
我说为什么呢?
They said, well, then I don't have to listen all that close.
他说因为他声音很大的话,
some of us want it to be dramatic.
我们有些人很喜欢这种充满张力,
and sometimes God speaks that way. But sometimes,
但是有的时候,
He speaks in a quiet whisper.
有的时候神是通过一个悄悄的一个耳语来对你讲的。
And if we're going to hear him,
如果我们要听到他,
we're going to have to get quiet.
我们必须要安静下来。
To take some time away from the noise and the busyness of life.
远离生活的喧嚣和繁忙。
To spend an hour,
就花一个小时,
maybe spend a day,
也许一天,
nothing but our Bible,
什么都没有, 只有我们的圣经,
and a piece of paper.
然后一张纸和笔,
to say, God,
说神啊,
I need to hear you speak.
我需要听到你讲话,
I need to hear your whisper.
我要听到你的私语, 悄悄话,
this isn't in my notes, sorry.
没在他的讲义上,
but Friday,
星期五的时候,
former student came to visit me.
一个以前的学生来看我,
he's been going through a terrible, terrible difficulty for the last year.
那最近一年他经历一个非常艰难的时期。
He said, I finally went away.
他说我最终我就走开。
I went to a place where for, he said, 6 days.
他说我去了一个地方在那里待了六天。
I didn't speak to a soul.
他说我没有跟一个人讲话。
I just sat there and prayed and read my Bible.
然后我就坐在那儿就是读我的圣经。
I said, how was it?
我就问他那怎么样呢?
He said, it was horrible.
他说特别可怕。
I don't like spending time with me.
我不喜欢这个跟自己独自相处。
It was terrible.
他说太可怕了。
But he said about the fourth day,
但是到了第四天的时候,
all of these other things that I've been fighting and battling started to just kind of fall away.
他说我就是以前这一直挣扎的这些事情呢就开始慢慢的消退。
All I was doing was just reading my Bible with a blank sheet of paper, saying, God, I need you to whisper in my life.
他说神我所做的就是圣经跟笔和纸我就给神说神啊我需要听到你的这个微小的声音。
He said, God began to speak into my life.
他说神就开始对我的生命对我的心说话。
I said, what did he say?
我说神对你说了什么?
He said, didn't really matter.
他说那个不重要。
I just began to feel he was with me.
我就开始感到他和我同在。
And for a year I haven't felt he was with me.
那有一年之久我都没有感觉到神和我同在。
But I finally began to hear his whisper.
但是最终我听到了神微小的声音。
You probably don't need to spend 6 days alone in a room.
也许你不需要花六天自己单独待在一个房间。
Can I encourage you to take some time?
我可以鼓励大家就是花一些时间。
To just be alone with God.
就是单单的跟神在一起。
Nothing dramatic.
不需要什么。
Not expecting an earthquake or a wind or a fire.
不是在期待又是地震又是火又是那个疾风。
Just a quiet whisper.
就是一个微小的声音。
God, I need to know.
神啊，我需要知道。
That you know my address.
我需要知道你是知道我的住址的。
Jesus said, ask, and it'll be given to you.
耶稣说你们祈求就给你们。
Seek, and you'll find.
寻找就寻见。
Knock, it will be open to you.
叩门就给你们开门。
He says, if you need to hear from me, ask.
如果你需要听到我的声音,你就问,你就祈求。
Because I want to speak into your life.
因为我想对你的生命说话。
I want you to hear from me.
我也想你从听到我的声音。
So how is God going to speak to us today?
那今天神如何对我们说话呢?
And now I'm coming to our text for today.
那我现在来到我们今天的主题经文。
Jesus said to his disciples something
耶稣对他的门徒说了一些事情,
that had to be very confusing for them.
可能对他们来讲是很混淆的。
It's the last night before he goes away.
那是他们的, 这是他跟门徒所在的最后的一晚。
He says to them,
他对他们说,
I'm going to go away.
他说我要离开你们了。And
then after the resurrection, he says,
然后在他复活之后, 他说,
I am with you always.
他却说,
Now, if I were one of the disciples, I would be confused.
如果我是他的门徒之一, 那我肯定会糊涂的。
I am going away.
我要离开你们了。And
I'll always be with you.
然后我又和你们永远和你们同在。
The secret is found in John chapter 14.
这个秘诀在于约翰福音第十四章。
When he says this,
他这样说,
I will ask the Father,
我要求父,
and he will give you another helper to be with you forever.
父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师,
even the Spirit of truth,
就是真理的圣灵,
whom the world cannot receive,
就是这个世界所不能接受的,
because it neither sees him nor knows him.
因为他们既不见他也不认识他。
You know him.
但是你们却认识他。
For he dwells with you and will be in you.
因他常与你们同在也要在你们里边。
My question this morning is, are you alone?
我今天早晨的问题就是,你们是孤单一人吗?
And Jesus' answer was,
耶稣的这个答案就是回答就是,
No, you're not alone.
不是的,
God is with you through the Holy Spirit dwelling in you.
通过住在你里边的圣灵,神和你同在。
This word helper is a very unique word in the New Testament.
这个里边,这个训会师是一个很独特的词。
It's a word that means to be a helper.
这个意思就是要成为一个帮助者。
A word that means to be a comforter when you're mourning.
是在你
A word that means to be a counselor when you need guidance. A word that means to be an advocate to stand up for you when you need defended. In my Bible, I wrote beside that verse this paraphrase. I will ask the Father,
我要求父,
and he will give you one who will be exactly what you need.
他要给你就是你正需要的那一位。
When you need a helper,
当你需要帮助的时候,
he'll be a helper.
他是你的帮助者。
When you need a counselor, he will be a counselor.
当你需要辅导的时候,
he will be what you need.
他就是那位你所需要的。
Because you are not alone.
因为你不是孤单一人。
Jesus says he will dwell in you.
耶稣说他就住在你里边。
He will be in you.
他也在你们里边。
That means he's not a visitor that you call on in an emergency.
那他就不是说你在紧急情况下所呼求的一个这样一个偶尔的探访者。
But he will be with you day by day.
所以他每天都和你同在。
You won't be alone.
你不会孤单。
He knows your address.
他知道你的住址。
I usually start with the text that's listed in the bulletin, but today I'm ending with it.
通常呢, 那我讲到的时候呢,都会以这个,就是我们的周报上面的这个经文开始,但是今天我却要以这个来结束。
Because Romans 8:26 is Paul's answer to the question, are you alone?
因为罗马书八章二十六节就是保罗对这个问题的回应，我是孤独一人吗？
Paul says,
保罗说，
the Spirit helps us in our weakness.
我们的软弱有圣灵帮助。
For we do not know what to pray for as we ought.
我们本不晓得当怎样祷告。
But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.
只是圣灵亲自用说不出的叹息替我们祷告。
Paul says,
保罗说，
when you're too weak to face the burdens of life.
当你真的是那么的软弱，你都没有办法面对生活的重担的时候，
the Holy Spirit helps you.
圣灵帮助你，圣灵和你同在。
When you don't even know what to pray for.
当你甚至不知道该怎么祷告的时候，
when you were sitting there and you heard the preacher say you need to spend some time praying.
当你坐在那儿听到这个牧师说，哦，你需要花时间去祷告的时候，
and you thought, great, one more thing to do.
然后你就说，啊，好吧。
I'm already depressed enough.
我已经够忧郁的了。
Paul says it's okay. When you don't even know what to pray for, he says, the Holy Spirit intercedes for you.
保罗说，当你甚至不知道该怎么祷告，为什么祷告的时候，圣灵为你来祷告。
You're not alone.
你不是孤单一人。
You can call on him.
你可以向他呼求。
You can know that he hears you.
你可以知道他听到你了。
He knows your address.
他知道你的住址。
This week I want to encourage you simply this.
所以这个星期我想单单的就鼓励大家。
Whatever you need,
不管你需要的是什么，
call on him.
真的就向他求，向他呼。
Probably nothing dramatic is going to happen.
很可能的就是没有什么特别的事情发生。
If it does, that's fine.
如果是那样的话，没关系。
But most of the time it's simply going to be
很多时候就是单单就是简单的是
a quiet whisper
一个微小的声音
of the Holy Spirit saying
这个圣灵说
I'm with you
我和你同在
I know your address
我知道你的住址
I'll be there with you
我会在那里和你同在
Let's pray
让我们一起来祷告
Lord you know the burdens that are in our congregation
父啊你主啊，你知道我们中间的每一位的他们的负担，他们的重担。
You know the challenges of daily life.
你知道这个每日生活中的挑战。
And many times we're tempted to feel like we face those challenges alone.
很多时候我们就觉得我们是独自一人在面对这些。
This morning, would you assure us that you are with us?
求你今天早晨真的是让我们的心确定说。你和我们同在。
We're not alone.
我们并不是孤单一人。
Your Holy Spirit walks beside us.
你的圣灵就是在我们旁边陪着我们。
And so give us the faith that wherever we struggle,
给我们这样的信心，让我们知道，不管我们在哪方面挣扎，
we won't feel like we have to carry it on our own.
我们不需要，就是说我们自己在。
We won't feel that we have to have all the answers and all the solutions.
我们不需要觉得说我们需要有所有的答案，所有的解决之道。
But give us the trust in you.
让我们能够信靠你。
To say God.
我们能够说神呐。
I need to know you're with me.
我需要知道你和我同在。
And would you come and speak into our lives this week?
求你这个星期对我们的生命说话。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。